Some battles you can't win. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, battles you are bound to lose. There are common misconceptions about how to live the victorious Christian life. They are held by earnest and devoted followers of Jesus who truly desire to live the abundant life that Christ promised. These misconceptions sound good, appear logical, and can be preached from the pulpit with zeal and fervor. As the unsuspecting child of God embraces the idea presented and applies what he is taught, he becomes confused. To the best of his knowledge, he is doing what he is told, and it doesn't work. Let me list these misconceptions so that you won't be caught in this trap and spend your lifetime fighting a losing battle. One is confession. Confession is not a way to experience victory. It is the way we restore fellowship. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Through confession, we take the initial step and God is well pleased. But that does not take us down the triumphant path. Another is to beg. When we ask God for victory, this prayer cannot be answered because victory for the believer has already been won. Jesus has triumphed over sin and death, over the world, the flesh, and the devil. But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The exciting truth is that the victorious Christ lives within us, and it is God's desire that we rely solely on the relationship we already have with him. 1 John 5:4 and 5 speaks of Jesus who lives within us being our victory. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? The third is to think we need something more. We err when we think that God needs to add something to us before we can experience the victorious Christian life. The Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." What more can we possibly need if we already possess every blessing that heaven contains? The person with Jesus Christ in his heart has all the resources he needs. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. When God declares me complete in Christ, to say I need something more is to blaspheme the name of Christ, deny the work of Christ, and ridicule the power of Christ. The fourth is maturity, expecting to get better as we grow older. True maturity does not make us more victorious. It simply brings us to a place of greater humility with more reliance on the grace of God. Maturity simply means our new man is being renewed day by day, and our old fleshly nature, which cannot be improved, is losing control. The fifth is legalism, trying to do the right thing as a way of achieving victory. This includes any activity, no matter how spiritual, if we are depending on it to raise us to a level of greater devotion and consistent victory rather than a simple means of getting to know God, who in the final analysis is all we need. Activities do not bring spiritual victory. We are fighting a losing battle if we travel that road. Victory is found in the victorious Christ. May God bless you as you walk with the victorious Christ.